Live from the Twin Cities News Talk Town Hall Studio, Twin Cities News Talk is proud to present the GOP gubernatorial primary debate. Moderating tonight's debate are the hosts of Up and Adam with Jack and Ben, Jack Tomczak and Benjamin Cruzy, along with Rachel Stassenberger from the Star Tribune and Aaron Rupar from City Pages.
Yeah, this
my
next
math
question
is correct. We're, yeah, we're on Aaron asking Zellers.
Yeah, this
question.
Next question is for Representative Zellers, and it's actually a big one for City Pages readers. Take that.
Who
as
listen
you will.
To the station often?
Maybe tonight,
and are probably staying at home August 12th.
I was hyping it on Twitter and Facebook.
Do you just want me to call all three of them on the phone? Or?
Oh, wow! I got to think of a tougher question now.
Yeah, you might get a new question.
I think sharp elbows are only for the candidates.
Let me think real quick.
I've been sitting over here for so long. These two kids are scrapping. I got to have something to do.
I got to give them a name check use. Then you can talk as long as you want. But
fire away.
All right, so I'm curious. As a state representative, you've never supported allowing for Sunday liquor sales. As governor, would you sign a bill passed by the legislature that would legalize Sunday liquor sales?
Sure, I have not. I think just about every time that I voted on it, it's been a big majority against it. But if the legislature, House and Senate, and we know at least one of the bodies is going to be Democrat-controlled, if they muster up the votes to pass it, it gets to my desk, absolutely, I'll sign it.
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Gave you a whole
Why do you think I took the shot at him?
You just got the entire City Pages readership voting
Well, and
primary.
I wonder then what has been the reason in the past for not supporting it?
Again, the bulk majority of the membership didn't vote for it, whether it be small business owners in my district, whether it be Ken, whether it be Mark, they had said, look, this is not something that we support. The industry as itself, that includes all the big box shops down to the mom and pop the husband and wife owned, they had not come to a consensus amongst themselves. So until they were there, and I think once they are there, then the legislature will also have the votes. They'll have a good representation of their districts. And again, if it gets to my desk, I'll sign it.
All right, we are crunched for time, so we're going to ask one more online question. It'll be a short short answer on this. Aaron Rupar?
Yeah, we've talked education, taxes, budgeting, and now it's time for the really important question that comes from Andrew Schindler on Twitter, who asks, what kind of beer will you buy on the Sunday after you legalize the sale of liquor in Minnesota? And Kurt, I believe you're a fan of Leinenkugels, is that right?
I am now. I'd probably go, Summit's my favorite, but there's a few of the new draft beers, the North Minneapolis draft beers. Angry Blonde is one of them. I think I'd probably go with that.
Jeff Johnson?
Good answer.
Number one, I will sign a bill to legalize Sunday liquor sales. Number two, I'd probably go with Fat Tire. We have a Christmas party fundraiser every single year with Santa's Beer Buffet where we bring in five different craft beers made in Minnesota and let everybody do a taste test. And Fat Tire almost always wins because that's kind of our staple.
Good answer. They're not from Minnesota, though, but that's okay.
It's all right.
Scott Honor.
I'm going to go with Liftbridge.